Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Question Reality. I'm Priscilla Leona, producer and host of the show, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. And for 10 years, we have been ranked the number one entertainment career advice internet radio show worldwide. Now, this show is for you. If you are thinking about or currently pursuing a career in the entertainment industry, because our guest on the show will help you by providing tips, advice, and resource information on how and what it takes to pursue a successful career in a wide variety of show business professions. And the guests on this show include Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony Award winners, reality TV stars, film and music producers, film, television, and theater directors, casting directors, talent managers, screenwriters, actors, singers, songwriters, comedians, script supervisors, stunt people, entertainment attorneys. My God, it's endless who we have on this show. We are actually currently pursuing Dog the Bounty Hunter. I don't know what category to put him in, but I'm obsessed. Everybody knows for 10 years I've been trying to get Dog the Bounty Hunter on my show. And my husband, I could not believe it, ran into Dog the Bounty Hunter on his lunch break. Dog the Bounty Hunter actually was in his building and held the door open for my husband. And my husband said, "Are you Dog the Bounty Hunter?" And then they started a conversation, and he told him how I love him so much, and I've been trying to get him on the show. And right now, we are trying to make that happen. So hopefully it will work out, because people have been listening to me for 10 years trying to get that man on our show. It's impossible. Now, if you missed any of our shows, please go to our archive page on the latalkradio.com website and search for our show title, which is Question Reality, or you can search by my name, Priscilla Leona, and it'll pull up all of the shows from 2008 until today. And also, all of the Question Reality shows are also available for free on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.com. Of course, under the podcast section. And please get our free mobile app. It's newly designed, and it is, oh, it's so gorgeous. You got to see it. It's on the homepage of the latalkradio.com website. It's located towards the right-hand side, towards the bottom, and you can listen to all of the shows on the whole radio station. We got some fabulous, fabulous shows on this station. Finally, if you want to be a guest or refer someone who works professionally in show business to promote and showcase themselves, their products, and genuinely help listeners with their sage career advice, we are currently booking guests July through December. So please go to our official website, not latalkradio.com. That's where we air. But our official website is called questionrealityradioshow.com. Questionrealityradioshow.com, and click on the contact link and submit for your interview consideration. Now, we have a gorgeous man on the show. And you know, if you know me, you know how I love my men. You know how I love my gorgeous men. Drives my husband crazy. I'm now obsessed with Harry Styles, which drives him absolutely nuts. And I said, well, there you go. Finally, I find someone. You've been obsessed with Alyssa Milano for years. Now I've got my Harry Styles, because I've never really been, you know, not really into stars, because I see them all the time. And now that I know that they're just like everybody else, the wanderlust has gone. However, Harry Styles is an exception. You cannot look upon his face and not think you are in heaven. Oh, my Lord. But enough about Harry Styles. Let's talk about another gorgeous man that I'm about to talk to live. His name is Matt Weston. He is an award-winning country singer-songwriter, and he is an MTS Records recording artist who's released his critically acclaimed debut album worldwide in January of this year. I want you to go to his website. It's mattweston.com. That's MATTWESTIN.com. He's also on Twitter at Matt_Weston, and he's on Facebook at Matt Weston Music. He is represented by Michael Stover, again, MTS Management Group, and you might want to check out his website, which is mtsmanagementgroup.com. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Matt Weston.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you are certainly welcome. Now, I read in your bio, Mr. Weston, Mr. Gorgeous Hair. I remember when Harry Styles had his hair long, just like yours, loving the long hair, which is weird because in my younger days, I didn't like men with long hair. I like the short kind of, you know, military crop look. And now it's like, give me some hair. Give me Harry Styles hair. But yeah, your hair is gorgeous. Love it. So in reading your bio, I found that we are practically neighbors because you were born in Pittsburgh and I was born in Connecticut.
Yeah, I mean, that's like right next door, right?
We're practically neighbors. Hey, I had some great times. I have a friend. I've never been to Pittsburgh myself, but I have a friend or two sisters that are from Pittsburgh, Roxanne and Kirsten, and they just told all kinds of stories about some parties in Pittsburgh. But I tell you, the happenings are going on in Pittsburgh. Now, I partied in Pennsylvania, and I used to love to go to the King of Prussia Mall in Pennsylvania. I don't know if you've been there because that is kind of far because you're like towards the west, and I was more towards the east. But boy, Pittsburgh, I hear, is a party town. How did you how'd you like being born from Pittsburgh?
I love being from Pittsburgh.
Who is that famous singer? The guy, Springsteen. Isn't he from Pittsburgh?
I don't know about that. I'm not sure. I know that Perry Como's from not too far from here. Let's see. Bobby Vinton. Old-time guys.
Velvet. Blue Velvet. Now you had we're practically neighbors. My goodness, I just love my East Coast people because they're usually so full of energy and they're so full of life and they're like, wow, I am here. I'm from the East Coast and I love it. So, not everybody is as energetic as I am. You know, I am a little energetic, a little too much for some people, but.
No, that's good. I need help with that today.
Why are you feeling a little down today? A little sad? What's going on?
No, not really. I was on a fishing trip with my brothers over the weekend, and I just got back this morning. Yeah,
well,
I'm really. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it.
You're feeling it because you were chugging those brews right and left, probably. I know how you
fishing sunburned.
Well, we'll try to get through this fast so you can go take a nap.
Okay, that sounds like a good deal.
I was reading your bio, and you said that you honed your vocal ability in bars and clubs around Pittsburgh for over a decade. Mm-hmm. So does this mean that you never had vocal lessons and that you just have a natural ability to sing, which I absolutely admire? I tend to love people that have had no vocal lessons and just sing, like Harry Styles and Adele and all of the greats, Frank Sinatra, I feel that all the great singers, like the natural singers, are people who never had lessons. But, you know, don't be sending me emails. That's just my personal preference. But so does that mean that you never have vocal lessons? You just have a natural ability to sing that well?
Well, yeah, I've never been trained. But, you know, when I was younger, I couldn't sing. I couldn't sing at all. I didn't, never made it into any school plays. I just couldn't sing. But I started to just, you know, try and emulate these guys that I enjoyed listening to. Like you mentioned, Frank Sinatra, that was a big one. And I just pretty much taught myself how to sing by trying to sing like them. So, yes. Yeah, I'm self-taught. And I like it that way, too. I prefer that, too. I have to agree with you.
Yeah, because you said some of your musical influences include Frank Sinatra, Johnny Cash, and Garth Brooks. So mm-hmm. are those the people mm-hmm. you listen to? And you just, what did you do? You sat. See, there's help for everybody who didn't take vocal lessons. Look at that. Matt Weston learned to sing from, what do you just listen to their records and or their music and then just emulate them? Is that how we can
Pretty
do it?
Because
I can't sing either. Tell me the secret.
Yeah, it's as simple as that, especially if you're in the shower because you always sound good in there. So that's how I learned.
Oh, wow. Now, who was your favorite person to listen to because you have all the greats? I mean, who do you recommend?
Yeah.
That, you know, it's interesting that you said Frank Sinatra, because when I moved to California, I ran into a lot of foreign people from different countries who were pursuing music careers, and they said that the person that they listened to was Frank Sinatra because it was the only singer they could understand, that he sang so clearly that some of them mm-hmm. learned how to speak English from listening to his music. Yeah. Isn't that fascinating?
Well, so, yeah, I believe it for sure.
Yeah, he speaks. My husband has a hard time understanding music of today. Like, he cannot understand what they're saying, right? Because they do mm-hmm. all those musical riffs, and it sounds almost like if you were listening to an Indian singer, because they blend all of their words together, and he has a really hard time, but he can understand Johnny Cash, Garth Brooks, Frank Sinatra. So, mm-hmm. They are very, very clear spoken singers. Now, when I was listening to your music, and I have a hard time understanding the hardcore country music singers. That's why, honestly, I like the classic country singers, but I can't understand when they sing really twangy, but I understood you perfectly. So I can see where these were influences for you for real. But it's great that Matt is saying if you can't sing, listen to the old style singers. He learned to sing and he sings well, and he learned by singing in the shower. That is amazing. Wow.
Yeah, singing in the shower, in the car, or at karaoke bars, you know. Just practicing, and it's like a muscle. You got to build it up, you know.
Yeah. Now, from a young age, I understand that you pursued various passions, like mm-hmm. academic, sports, acting, and music. Mm-hmm. But after years of searching, I guess you locked it in and decided that your true fulfillment was going to come from singing. So mm-hmm. when you were doing all these other things, I guess there was some enjoyment. But what was it that made you decide, you know what, I think I'm going to lock it down. Singing is the one.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, with academics and so, you know, I was an engineer for 6 years. I was miserable living in a cubicle. It just wasn't for me, you know. Even though I was smart enough to do it, it just didn't really fit my personality. So when I moved on from that, at the time I was actually pursuing acting a little bit, and I had an independent film company at the time with a couple guys here in Pittsburgh. So I was dabbling with my other passions as well. But I knew engineering wasn't for me. Unfortunately, you know, it's a big chunk of my life, but I guess it's part of my story and it's probably what makes me who I am. But acting and singing were really something that just gave me such satisfaction and happiness, and like almost like a high, to be honest with you. Like I got a nice rush every time I performed, and I wanted that feeling every, you know, as much as I could get it. So when I moved back home to Pittsburgh, because I lived in Los Angeles for a year, I switched gears from acting to singing. This is a nice segue into talking about my album. I dedicated my album and my career really to my father, who passed away.
I know.
I read that and it broke my heart.
It broke my heart. It really did, Matt. But, you know, when I read that in your bio, but, you know, what I wanted to know is, you know, you had so many things and so many different things you were interested in and this is for my audience, because a lot of people have sports and acting and music and this and that, and they spread themselves so thin doing all of these things, and a lot of people can't decide which one they should be pursuing because they equally enjoy all of these things. Now, I don't want to get ahead of myself because we have so many questions, but if you could explain what was it, because all of these things I would imagine you got some enjoyment out of, what was it about singing that made you decide to choose that one out of all of the other things that you have tried? What was it that you were getting from the singing?
Mm-hmm. It was, I mean, kind of it, some of it was process of elimination. You know, I tried a bunch of other things and it just wasn't doing it for me, but singing just has, it gives me a sense of fulfillment. It's almost like a spiritual experience for me. It's, it was a huge part of my healing process for, you know, getting through my father's death, and music's always been special to me. So I decided I'm just going to give it a shot. I know that I have what it takes and I believe in myself. So I'm just going to take a risk and go for it. And,
so it was a feeling.
It's a great feeling. I love to touch people emotionally, you know, through music. And, you know, music is a huge part of my life and always has been. Mm-hmm. And for me to be a part of someone else's life by doing that, like, it's such an amazing honoring, like, it's an honor. It's a humbling feeling. It's just, I don't know. To me, it's what I'm meant to do. I'm glad I finally figured it out.
Yeah. Well, you said that, I understand you said that the thrill of live performance feeds your desires. How does it do that?
Well, absolutely, because it's addicting. You know, it's instant gratification. Being out there performing in front of people and getting a response back, you know, because as an artist, I always say you have to stay true to yourself, and music, I think, is really effective if you are true to yourself as an artist, and it really comes across through your music, and people can sense that. So when you get a response from people after you poured your heart out, it's an incredible feeling, and you know, I wish I could do it every day. It's a beautiful thing.
Let's go back to your career in engineering, because a lot of people do start out on a path in the corporate world and then switch gears. So you had a very promising career in engineering, but as you said, you decided it wasn't the career path you wanted to follow. So first, why did you originally decide to pursue a career in engineering? First of all, what type of engineering? Chemical, biomechanical, blah, blah. And why did you decide to end your career in engineering to pursue a career in music? What was it? And the reason I'm asking this is because there are so many people that are pursuing a corporate career and they're afraid to take that leap into a career in the entertainment business. What was the feeling that you weren't getting being an engineer that you are getting now? Just, you know, so people can relate and say, you know what, I'm feeling what Matt Weston was feeling. I need to make the change now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got into engineering because when I was younger, you know, in high school, I did very well in school, and I wasn't sure what I wanted to do with my life, and I was just a teenager. And I had a great opportunity to go to an amazing school for mechanical and biomedical engineering. I double majored. And I figured, what the heck? I'll give it a shot. I might like it. I just didn't know what I was going to do. So I was just kind of directed in that direction from family. And I gave it a shot. And 10 years later, 2 degrees, I was just miserable because I wasn't really doing it for myself. I was doing it because I was supposed to, basically. And living in that cubicle day in and day out, it really, you know, just kind of like a little prison cell is what it felt like. And it really made me do a lot of soul searching to find out what would make me happy. So when I lost my job, I decided I'm not going back to it because there are other things out there. Yeah, there's other things out there that will make me happier. And life is too short to sit in this cubicle because I'm supposed to. You know, I'm going to be who I want to be.
That's so. There you go. If you're sitting in a cubicle and you feel like you're in a prison cell, that is not the job for you. You just can't go day to day if that feels like a prison to you, no matter how much money. And that's really hard for a lot of people, Matt. Mm-hmm. Which is, it's a tough decision because I don't know what your background is. I don't know if you're married or kids or anything. Mm-hmm. But people who are in corporate jobs, it's hard for them to make that leap because they make good money, mm-hmm. they have great health benefits. And they got a family to take care of. So it's not as easy for someone who's single. So at the time you did this, did you have a family or was it just you? And was that what made it easier for you to make it? Because it was just you had to worry about.
Yeah, absolutely. That made all the difference. I don't have a family that I have to support. Okay. And I can take some risks. You know, I'm a young man. You know, this is what I'm thinking. If I'm going to do it, I better do it now. So that's basically what happened.
That's one story. But don't let that, for those of you who are in a corporate job and you hate it and you want to pursue a passion and that passion is so overwhelming that it's making you physically and mentally sick that you can't do it. Mm-hmm. Don't let that be a career stopper for you, because if you are married, I'm sure that your mate has a job, and that is part of being married, for them to be supportive and say, you know what, you go and do your thing, I'll pick up the slack. And then once you start making money and contribute again, great, I'll be so happy. But, you know, your mate's not going to be happy if you're not happy doing a job. So don't let that stop you if you are in a family situation, because you can work it out, like the Beatles said. Okay. Now, you said that your obvious talent and drive quickly won over your family's initial disapproval of your decision to walk away from your engineering career, and they became your biggest supporters. Mm-hmm. That is a huge deterrent for so many people to leave that corporate job because of their family saying, what are you, crazy? You can't do this. You can't do that. Especially if you come from a non-entertainment family. It is very hard. So tell me what that experience was like, where they ended up becoming your biggest supporters. How did that happen? Because they must have been freaking out when you told them you were leaving your job to become a singer-songwriter.
Yeah. Well, initially, when I left engineering, I decided to pursue the acting more so than the music. Why I ended up out in Los Angeles. I lived in North Hollywood for about a year.
We'd be neighbors.
It was a shock. It was a shock to them, especially after all the hard work that I'd put in college and on the job. They were like, what are you doing? And I was like, look, I have to do this for me. But you know what? When they saw how happy it made me, I think it made them say, all right, let him be. And then when they actually saw me performing and saw my work, they were like, man, you know what? Keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing, because we believe in you.
You came to pursue a career as an actor. What did you do when you came out here?
Unfortunately, I didn't get too settled in out there, because not long after I moved out there, my father got sick. So I was back and forth to Pittsburgh a lot. And he actually passed away almost a year to the day when I moved to L.A. So then I came back home when he died. Wow. But I did some short films, some commercials, some horror films, music video for Slayer I was in. So it was a good time.
You liked it while it lasted. You liked it. So could have been, so if that was something that you really enjoyed, you had a choice to either pursue a career as an actor or singer, or both. Now, honestly, let's be realistic here, people. It is, both of these careers are very, very intense. So you can obviously do both, but you need to start with one or the other first, to especially if you don't have any experience, you got to really focus on it. And then you segue into the other one. That is really the best way to do it. Unless you're pursuing theater, then you kind of do both at the same time. But in Matt's case, you know, coming from a corporate background, he decided to pursue acting first. Now, why did you decide to come out here and pursue acting first over the singing?
Well, at the time, before I moved to Los Angeles, I was dabbling with acting in Pittsburgh and with producing films as well. And actually, I was in a play, and I ended up getting an agent. Well, actually, a manager through that, because they saw me and liked me and decided to sign me. But they're based in Los Angeles and always wanted me to just move out there because that's where they're based. That's where a lot of the classes are. That's where a lot of the opportunity is. So
You could have gone to New York, which is closer to you, and pursued theater. But you liked the idea of film and
film. Yeah, more so than theater.
Okay, well, you came out here, you did your thing, you did like it. It wasn't a disappointing experience. You learned a little bit, and then you had to go back. After your father's passing, I understand that you did struggle day to day with depression, but instead of self-destructing like so many people do, you decided to honor your father's memory by finally pursuing your music career, as apparently your father had encouraged. So was he kind of pulling you more towards you should try music than acting, or?
He just always believed that I could do anything I put my mind to. I guess I've been blessed with, you know, the ability to succeed in a lot of different areas. You know, anything I put my mind to, basically. But he saw something in me. He just saw something in me, and he loved when I would sing for him. So he just said, keep pursuing it. Don't ever let it go. And I just wish he was here now to see what I'm doing with it.
Well,
I wish I could share it with him.
But if you're, I don't know if you're a religious person, but if you are, they say that your loved ones can see you up in heaven. So if that's true, then he is seeing you. So kind of take comfort in that, if that's what you believe in. That is fantastic. He would be so psyched right now, wouldn't he? To see what you're doing.
Yeah, he'd have tears in his eyes.
Oh my gosh, he'd be so proud of you. That's my boy. Well, you know what? Let's show the people a little sample of what you have done. Now, as I said earlier, you just debuted your album this year in January. And why don't you tell us, because we're going to play one of the songs from your album. I have personally listened to all the songs, and they are fantastic. And everybody knows I'm not a country music fan, but I love these songs. These are good. Now, I told you earlier, my favorite one on the album is Too Many Mondays, Not Enough Saturday Nights. That song is so hot for me. I love it. It is so.
Thank you.
Oh my God. I put it on my playlist, and I don't do that. I don't put everybody's song that I interview as a guest on my playlist. I think I've done it one other time, and that's it.
Wow.
I put that on my playlist.
I'm honored. Thank you.
And my husband's like, a country song? Because I'm pop. I am a pop fanatic. So for me to put a country song on there, now that says something. So everybody has to check out all of these songs. Now, I assume they're on iTunes. Where could we buy them?
iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, Google Play. I mean, I think there's like 35 different online retailers.
So if they just went on Google and typed Matt Weston, they could just pull up their preferred site. But like I am, of course, an iTunes person, so I would go to iTunes. Mm-hmm. But it's all of those songs are on iTunes. My Too Many Mondays is on there. Not that I have to buy it, but I'll just go and buy it just to give you the $1.29, okay?
We're gonna listen to
the song. I understand that Farmtown is the latest single, and that you have a new lyric video coming out for this song very soon. First of all, real quick before the play of the song, what's a lyric video? I've never heard of a music. I heard a music video, but I never heard of a lyric video. Michael had said
basically a poor man's music video.
Huh? What?
It's basically a poor man's music video. Without a budget to shoot a full music video. Basically, it's just pictures and scenes and things with the words to the song coming up on the screen. So that's it.
Well, you got to work on getting some cash and do a real hot video. And I want to
see
Too Many Mondays, because that song, I just love that one. Okay, so Farmtown, I haven't listened to. I got to listen to that one now. I listened to Too Many Mondays. I did not listen to Farmtown. Okay, so let's play Farmtown. And real quick, before we play it, real short, what was the inspiration for the song? What's it all about?
This song, basically, it's about that work hard, play hard mindset of that part of the country, and you know, those kind of people, you know, work with their hands. I relate to it as a blue collar guy, and I think anybody that works hard will relate to it, especially people that live in a farm town. So it's just a good rock and country song, and I think you're gonna like it. If you like Too Many Mondays, I think you'll like this one.
Well, all right. Well, I am going to actually play end the show with that song, Too Many Mondays. So for those of you who are listening, around 4:45, we're going to end the show with Too Many Mondays. So let's play Farm Town. Without further ado, Farm Town by Matt Weston.
Bartender, pour us a double. Farm town, it's time to get down. When the sun drops low behind the hay bales, in a farm town, you can hear the sound of the country bulls revving up to raise some hell. We're coming from the east, we're coming from the west, rolling across the fields like a thunderstorm. Just an old dirt road where the good times roll. Yeah, that's where we can be found, in a farm town. Oh yeah. Drive a Cadillac or a John Deere tractor, whatever you're riding, baby, it don't matter. But nothing else gets me pumped up more than a parking lot of 4x4s. I said step, step, turn, shuffle. Bartender, pour us a double in a farm town. It's time to get down when the sun drops low behind the hay bales. In a farm town, you can hear the sound of the country bulls revving up to raise some hell. Just an old dirt road where the good times roll. Yeah, that's where we can be found, in a farm town. Oh yeah.
is a toe-tapping song if I've ever heard one, right?
Thank you.
Now, see, now I'm torn because first I was just obsessed with the Too Many Mondays. Now I like Farmtown. What am I going to do? I tell you. Well, you know, all of the songs on your album are so good, not just the vocals, but also the actual music. Now, I understand that is because of the contributions, obviously, to this guy, Brian Cole, that I believe he's a world-class musician, singer, songwriter, producer, and that he took on the project as producer for you because he believed in your talent and vision, and he guided you into making this album. So tell us about this experience, because I think he brought on some other music giants for the project, like Mike Brignardello from Big Rich and Blake Shelton. He plays bass, right? Bass player? And then Steve Henson, who played with Dolly Parton, Luke Bryan, and he plays the steel guitar. Is this who Brian Cole brought on to work on your album with you? And tell me what the experience was like. What did you learn in the process?
Yeah, Brian Cole, he was really a godsend for this album. He's really become like a brother to me. Incredible musician and just an incredible human being. But he actually heard me singing. I was introduced to him by a mutual friend, and I gave him a CD of just some songs that I had sung. And he loved my voice and decided to work with me. And from day one, he was on the same page as me with my vision, with what I wanted to do with this album. So he pulled in some pretty heavy hitters in the music industry to play on my album, and some local guys, too, that are just incredible. And with his incredible experience and talent as a producer, we put together a beautiful album that all the songs are unique, but they all fit together somehow. You know, I learned a lot. The whole thing was a learning process. I learned a lot about myself as well, to be honest with you, because this is my debut album, and I was just trying to absorb everything like a sponge. It was kind of surreal when I finished it and I accomplished it. I just had to go take a walk and talk to God and talk to my dad in heaven and just cry a little bit and just thank him for this incredible album that I have. And Brian Cole is the one that made it all possible. So that's one of the things that, you know, is very important, I think, in any kind of field, but especially in the music field. You want to surround yourself with good people, because they can drag you down or they could shoot you to the top, you know. And I was really blessed to come across Brian Cole. Love that dude.
Well, obviously, I think there's a country music song here somewhere. The Love of Brian Cole. It could be called Brian Cole, My Love. No, we don't want to go that far with it being country music. You might get beat up.
Yeah.
Crazy bar. But what did you, like, if you had one thing to tell me, what did you learn in the process music-wise from working with these musical powerhouses? Because obviously this is your debut album, so just one thing that you learned. Like, it could be something, maybe a riff on a guitar, or it could be, you know, whatever it was.
One of the most helpful things Brian actually told me, it was when I'm not sure if it was Farmtown, but one of the songs I was singing one day in the studio, was having a little bit of an issue with getting one of the higher notes. And he just had a recent lesson via Skype with a voice coach that teaches, you name it. I think Metallica goes to this lady. And he gave me a little tip, and all of a sudden I could hit the note, no problem whatsoever. It was so easy, and it sounded crystal clear. I was like, man, like, you learn something new every day. And he's been singing music for 30 years, you know.
What
was
it?
The tip?
Give us the tip.
It was basically like placement. He told me, put this pen in my mouth, not like, you know, like across your mouth, like under your tongue, kind of, and then and then try and sing the note. and it kind of forces you not to like force it. I was kind of forcing it. He's like, just relax and feel it at like the top of your head. And then I would just go, woo, like, boom, as high as I could. And I would feel where it would like resonate. And then like muscle memory would take over and then you could do it again. So it was about placement, I would say.
Wow. Well, see that?
Yeah, he's been swimming for 30-some years. And he just learned that. So
Wow, that's a great tip. And the tip came from a vocal coach that taught Metallica. So there you go. We're getting like a megastar tip here. Put a pen under your tongue, sing the note, and let it resonate. And there you go. You'll be able to hit the note. Now, can you believe the time went so fast, Brian? I'm calling you Brian Cole. Matt!
Oh, man.
Yeah, so we are ready to play my song, 2 Minute Mondays. But real quick, I just wanted to point out that your first single, which was Our Redneck in the Woods, how it reached the Indie World Country Chart and the European Country Music Association Chart. And you were nominated for a 2018 International Music and Entertainment Association Award. So I want to tell you congratulations. You must feel so proud.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, I'm very proud and very humbled.
You are. And you know what? You're a fabulous singer. You're a gorgeous guy. Let's hold off because I bet you the women are trying to tear your clothes off as it is. But don't lock down a relationship yet, Matt. Stay single as long as possible. I'm telling you because you got a whole field and stream of women out there that would love to be.
Sounds like trouble.
Weston. Don't you dare get married yet because women like the whole idea of their musicians being single. So take that advice. That came from a lot of famous people that I have talked to in the business who are musicians. But okay, so we are going to close the show out. First of all, I just want to tell you thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate your time and effort. Mm-hmm. And you gave an excellent interview and a great musical tip to hit a high note. What else can I ask Weston? Well, please, the next time for your next album, come back on the show and
it was a pleasure.
Yeah, maybe before the next one is released, and that way we could do like a contest, and they could like win the song or something. We'll figure something out. We'll figure out something
funny. Okay.
So talk to Michael, and then set it up. All right. So we are going to close it out with Too Many Mondays, Not Enough Saturday Nights by Matt Weston. Now, Matt, say goodbye to your fans.
Hey guys, thanks for listening, and God bless.
And go to his website, mattweston.com, and follow him on Twitter and Facebook. And go buy that song. Go on iTunes and get the song. Farm Town and my favorite, Too Many Mondays. You can't go wrong with Too Many Mondays, Not Enough Saturday Nights. Okay, everyone. We'll see you next week on Question Reality. Say goodbye, Matt.
Bye, guys. Take care. Thanks again.
Miles an hour trying to be on time. Love to quit this job and party a whole lot more. For sure. Cause there's too many Mondays, not enough Saturday nights. Too much sweating in the sunshine, not enough neon lights. Yeah. A lot of that to impress the ladies.
99 degrees and I'm burning up. I sell my soul for an ice cold bottle of beer. Hell yeah. Cause there's too many Mondays, not enough Saturday nights. Too much sweating in the sunshine, not enough neon lights. Yeah.
Listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.